Praise the Lord. Sounding the alarm and ringing the school bells. Good morning, good morning, good morning, all. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Wilms of the LoveTruthMinistry.com. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity in this wonderful, wonderful morning. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform and also Google for its browser. Psalms 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Today is Tuesday. Children should be either at school or on their way to school, depends on where you're at, or maybe you just leave a school, but parts of the world and as you listen to this. Parents are having rushing to school or rushing to work or caregivers. So we just want to say good morning to everybody and have a wonderful, safe day in everything you do. And remember, your help comes from the Lord. So lift up your eyes and your heart towards Jesus and make your request known to Him. Today is Tuesday, the day that we do our prayer, 7 o'clock, on Blog Talk Radio, Underneath Christianity. You can find me at Love Truth, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Okay. Psalms 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people who He has chosen as His inheritance. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people who call by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Isaiah 60, verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction. Within your borders, you should call your walls salvation and your gates praise. 1 Timothy verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, that I urge that supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your protection, as you are our living word, the living power, the living authority and might. We come to your throne with thanksgiving in our heart. We come to your throne with praise, and knowing you as our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our God. We lift up again our humble heart, a heart for love and compassion towards you and towards all mankind. We ask that you give us this touch of humble. Thank you for your grace and mercy, and give us the ability to touch our heart, remove anything that's not you, but give us the ability to walk boldly towards man in love, towards man and salt of the world. We ask that you, as the precious children going to school, regardless of what their age happen to be, God, again, have an active day of learning, an active day of forgiveness, an active day of celebrating the opportunity to go to school to learn, whether they are homeschool or they out going to a public school, or college, or university. Active day, a fulfilled day or whether they to praise you as they study to make themselves a better person to make a difference in this society that we live in. As all the teachers and administrators walk boldly into that building, into that institution, with love and peace towards all children, regardless of their background, belief, their class they're in, they really poor, rich, or whatever, that they walk in humbly and love to do your will or teaching your people, your children, God. That they go seeking you and seek how they can make a difference in that child's life. And teaching a way, maybe not how they call a traditional way, but a way they're going to reach that particular child. Whether in the classroom with one child, 30 child, 60 children, or 100 children, that they're making sure that each child is learning correct information, learning the truth, learning love, learning what peace is, learning what joy is, learning correct history, and learning things that they can truly apply. They know the application for it. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your teachers. I thank you for them to have the ability to teach. So I ask you again to test their mind, their heart, their spirit, to walk boldly towards your throne, walk boldly into that classroom, to do your will. The security officers, the other forces inside the school that make sure the school is run properly and safe for all the precious children, regardless of the age. Whether in elementary school, junior high school, college, university level, that they are capable and able to learn those precious children, because they are surrounded by caring people, whether it's a janitor, a nurse, the cafeteria lady, cafeteria man, security officer, so they can walk and be safe. They can enjoy their classroom time, their study time. We ask you and thank you for lifting those workers up. They have a wonderful day at work. The day coming towards your throne with boldness and thanksgiving to do your will. No, I have a reason why I'm here on the job, beyond making sure that hallways are clean or bathroom is clean. It's make sure each child is safe. Each person that's built is safe. It's sitting at a clean desk, clean bathroom, making sure there's no strangers walking around, no predators on the ground, inside or outside, making sure children feel safe and they are safe. In your mighty name, Jesus, I pray that when they leave school and leave their job, they have safe travel back home, God. And they go back to their home better than where they left it, full of love and peace and joy. Food on their table, clothes on their back, all the necessity they desire to have while they're on this earth, God. So I ask you, for those who have not, that you would make it till they have. He said, as in Psalms 23, Lord, you are that shepherd, we shall not want for it. So I'm asking, I'm pleading, and I bring this petition along with those who listen to this call. Say, God, give us everything. You said everything we our desire is in us, the kingdom of God is in us. So God, please, right now, I'm asking you, that miracle to shine through this earth in a way that every single person, every single child, feel your touch. They hear your voice like they never heard your voice before. They feel your presence like they never felt it before. And they see miracles happening in their lives that they never seen before. in their own personal life more than what they can read in the Bible and maybe hear some else if they can feel that miracle. If they're dealing with some kind of sickness in their body, they'll hold that heal. Oh, God, again, we thank you and we praise you to keep the bullies from being bullies and just hear the children, again, love one another, care for one another, protect one another. You is God. You is Lord. You is Savior. Like in Psalms 29, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in his beauty of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. You is here. You are upon all many waters, no matter what it seems like, what it feel like. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Psalms 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. You know, that's Psalms 31:1-3. Other one was Psalms 29, that's verse 1. Lord, dear Jesus, Lord, you is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me lay down in green pasture. You lead me in beside still water. You are with us, God. That's Psalms 23, verse 1 and 2. We thank you, Jesus, for leading us, for guiding us throughout our day, week, month, and year, throughout this life. We pray and we believe that the children who seek your kingdom, children who seek to do good, children who seek your love, you gave them ability and creativity to make the world a better place in their home, in on their street, in their neighborhood, in their community. As they branch out, maybe their city, their state, their country, across the borders. I pray for the children who fighting to stay in this country. We ask you to touch them and touch the administration of this country. The administration of this country fall back and get in line with the word of God to operate in love, peace, and joy. The earth is yours, God, the fullness of it. It don't belong to man. Just out here to do your will. We're here for a purpose, not to prevent people from living and having a rejoiceful life. So I come to you, God. Break up the borders. Break up those things that hinder people. But put your borders around or protection. You know, visible lines of protection all around us. Regardless of being in this country, that we're walking in love and peace again. God, give you thanks and praise in your holy name. In your holy name, Jesus. I lift all of y'all up. I speak life, love, peace, and joy, and happiness over all of God. I don't know y'all, but I do speak it truthfully. This is Kim Wells of the Love Truth Show. And you can go to www.lovetruthministry.com to learn more about me. Again, I lift y'all up in prayer throughout the week. But every Tuesday at 7 o'clock for 15 minutes Eastern Standard Time, I do the Love Truth Show and it's prayer time. Every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a half an hour show where they talk about what God loves me to me, and I'm on how God is a company. So have a wonderful time. So I'll speak to you again. This is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. That our Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. And be glad in it. and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. And again, Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And remember Romans 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Call on his holy name, and you will see how he will make a difference in your life. Signing off, love truth. Love Kim Williams. Love truth, Chen. Take care until next time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.